This is Rex.
Hey Rex, this is Josh speaking. Is it a good time to call now?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
No, no worries at all. No worries at all. And how's your day going so far?
Busy. Been very busy, very trying.
I hope you have a pleasant sleep later down the road. I just wanted to give you a brief description of how you're going to be moving forward. I am one of the account managers who's going to be working on your project. So my main task is to make sure that whatever services you have purchased, I get them delivered to you. So I just wanted to get a bit on board and wanted to understand a bit about your book. So could you just let me know what the book would be about and what was your inspiration behind the book? Just a brief idea about your book.
Okay, the name of the book is Poof, POOF. And
Okay.
I forget how many chapters I have already. I can tell you where I am with the thing. Hold
Sure.
on. Get out of here and go to my Word and pull up. Yeah, come on. Help me out here. My brain works half the time now, half the speed. Okay. I started this thing back in, I think it was 21 or something like that, 20, 2020. And I don't know, I've had so many other projects going. I usually write in multiple books. And I just find it keeps my brain going. I enjoy the different paces of the different what the books do. Right now, I have on this particular book, Poof. How would I describe it? This is a pandemic thriller. How's that? I'm up to 70 pages. And how many words? Come on, it should tell. Oh, 23,400 words.
Okay.
And I would like to end up at about 225 pages, probably closer to, I don't know. What would I say here? Maybe 10,000 words. Something like that, 97 to 10,000 words.
Okay.
Most of this takes place in England. In fact, the whole book pretty much takes place in England, and specifically the Queen's Garden and at Buckingham Palace. And I got this idea way, way back years ago when I was traveling in special rescue ops. Black ops and going chasing cartels. And I found out that deep, deep into the Amazon jungle, there are things that no man has ever seen. From plant life to animals to everything, okay? And it's very strange, very wild, very dangerous, very everything. But I also did some work in England and did a lot of research on it and found out about the Queen's Garden and what is in the garden, the type of greenery and flowers and how they do it according to color and varieties and so forth. And I don't know, I just put it together in my head. I woke up one morning very, very early and said, "Start writing right now. You know, don't lose this thought." And what it is that in the Amazon, this is all a true story. In the
Okay.
Amazon, deep in the middle of the Amazon jungle, there are species of butterflies that are have not been
Discovered.
basically, yeah. The natives there know about it, but they haven't. They're not really worldwide. They're in a small area, and they grow their larvae and their everything is around this one tree. And the tree is very beautiful in its flower, but it has a very unusual root system which actually discards, it makes tunnels. The roots only make a tunnel and they join, the tunnel gets bigger, the deeper it goes, the bigger the tunnel. And in that tunnel, those tunnels become home and protection for their particular butterfly. And they only come out once a year, and like any other species. And the problem with them is they're kind of like a monarch, only black with white fringe. And if you touch them on the top, a white mist comes up, and that'll kill you. Kill anything that disturbs the nest or any of that dust get on you. You have respiratory failure almost immediately. So these plants came in by some person in the Queen's immediate court, saw the plant in a magazine and said a British flower, and convinced the Queen she needs to have it. So she sent up her main gardener to come take a look at what she saw in the book and to order it. So he did. Mm-hmm. And they planted this one specimen in the middle of the garden. Well, wouldn't you know it, it was a bad winter, a lot of rain. There were sinkholes because of other things that are going on underneath the earth, underneath the castle, which is real. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Templar Knights or not. But they have.
I did hear some stories. And This, you just said that this is based on real life stories as well, and you experienced these things as well. So I'm just inquisitive about this. How was your experience when you first came across all these things, like the butterfly that you mentioned, that is something that is not discovered yet? So when you saw all of these things first, what was your personal experience?
My personal experience was that I know this could happen because of my life and what I've done and what I've seen and what we don't even know about yet. But I know I've read a lot about the Templar Knights, and I know that they had to go underground because they were being slaughtered by the tens of thousands by King Henry V. And so I just put the two together. The tunnels are there. They're real. Most of them are closed off. But then the head gardeners had, because of the overload of rain and so forth, they had to find out how to let this water in the lakes go down to the ocean. And in so doing, they found a way into a tunnel. Well, that's a long story short. And then the real thing begins. And because of the rain, a lot of the plants were being ruined, and then the Queen had a special thing happening that spring. The plants had to be in. But every time somebody got close to this one bush in the middle of the garden, and they happened to touch, you know, a butterfly or some part of it, immediately they would get sick, and some died. So I thought that would be a good thing to put both entities into the story. And the pandemic part of it is that these butterflies are so beautiful, I decided that the container ships are going to be taking these plants around the world, delivering them to every port. Because every single gardener and season and whatnot would have to. They would carry these things. And that's one way a pandemic would spread, is because of the cargo ships bringing a plant in. And in the plant, in the root system, are some of the butterfly larvae where they live. So it's all feasible. It's all true. It could happen. I hope my book is a warning. So this particular plant is never removed from South America.
Just another warning before the storm.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I've had fun writing it, but I get stalled. I have too many books. I've got 18 other books, and I've got a big series I'm working on now about something to replace James Bond, and it's not by another man, but it's a woman, a real kick-ass woman, and she works for the CIA. I've got 2.5 books finished, and I'm going to get them on my website here real soon. One of them is. The first book is already there.
Awesome.
Called Broken Spirit.
Awesome.
So I have screenplays. I have everything on it.
Awesome. That sounds pretty amazing. And you said that you are interested in writing other books as well. So regarding the other books, you said that you're going to post it on your website as well. So are those books like published on different platforms as well? Are you planning to move forward?
Yes, I write in every genre. including children. I got a whole section of children books. So I just need to get the illustrations done. But other than that, they need editing as well. There's not a whole lot of editing to do in 15 pages of a children's book with only, four, five, six sentences, but it needs to be looked at.
All right.
But, I write it. I have to say, this only happened. I don't know how much information you got from, what's her name? From Haley.
Oh, Haley, yep.
But I had a brain tumor. When I retired from law enforcement and whatnot, then we moved up for my wife and I to Washington State on the peninsula. Mm-hmm. I found out that I had a brain tumor, and I've been carrying that brain tumor around for 40 years.
Oh,
and it's been a mess. So I had surgery.
Right, how has your health been right
60,
now?
Not good. 60% of it was removed, and 40% is still in my brain. But that's what motivated me to start writing. God woke me up one day and said, Rex, write. And that was 8 years ago. And here I've got all these manuscripts and books, and I got a new website being made right now. It'll be ready by the first of the month. I have a goal. It's not how many books I can write. I just want to start making some money. And that I know I can. Then I know I'm a success. Everyone who reads my books, they love them. They all. Everyone asks me, "When's the next one? When's the next one coming out?" Well, soon, very soon.
And trust me,
I just have a lot of editing.
Absolutely, and trust me, this is just our first call. But I am mesmerized by the way that you informed me about your personal book and how the way this book is going, considering the journey that you have been through. Just like you mentioned, that you have had brain tumor as well. You're still carrying that. You yourself are a warrior right now. So even in that, you said that you want to sell your books to get some proceedings and whatnot. That would be a real success.
Yes.
But trust me, for me, you already are successful right now.
That's what everybody tells me. I flunked English in high school. I was not doing good in English. I was bored most of the time in school except for sports. But, I've done a lot in my life. I've accomplished a lot. My biggest, it was nothing that I did purposely, but I drowned in a pool when I was 7 years old. And from that experience, drowning, I was pronounced dead after a half an hour. And during that time, I met God. I spoke to God and saw the angels. And I came back to life. He asked me what I wanted to do, and I told him. And God's had His hands on me my whole life, even before that incident.
Without a doubt.
So yeah, I'm a success. I'm a success for being here, and I'm not afraid or scared of telling people about that story, that God does exist. So,
absolutely, and that itself is a motivating factor for others too. Seeing that a person like you, he's still fighting, he's still moving forward. And just like everyone said to you that you're already successful, but you're still not stopping at this point. You're looking forward to more success. So this is what a true warrior is. This is what a true person is who's willing to move forward with life. And I really, being honest, it's not like I'm sugarcoating, but just within this first call, I am actually pretty inspired by your life or things that you have shared with me so far. So, yep, and I will be making sure that whatever you plan regarding the publishing and moving forward with your projects as well, at whatever stage, what I can do from my end, I surely will be helping you and guiding you through forward with that as well. So for other books as well, at any point you would want our services as well, I would be more than happy to help you out with that, because we do offer all these publication, illustrations, and everything else as well. So at any point you would want any help with the other books as well, you know that Josh is there and he's going to help you with that.
All right, Josh, there is another book. Same situation, different story. I every day, let's say a couple times a week, more honestly, I write down titles about something I want to write about. And I've got probably 150 book titles of stories that I want to write. Now, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not I'm not that fast on a computer anymore, and I'm getting old. My hands are getting arthritic. I could probably speak it, but I've never spoken into a microphone and to write a book. Yeah, I've done lectures. I've done a lot of things, but never written a book that way. And I don't know that I can. For me, it goes from my brain to my hand and then on paper. That's where I'm the most comfortable. But I have a book. See, uh-huh. Like pandemic, I wrote Poof before the pandemic ever hit this world, the COVID virus.
Yep.
Now, this other one I'm talking about, it's called, I don't know if you know the children's prayer, if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Have you ever heard that children's prayer?
Yep. I have come across that, yep.
Okay, well, the name of the book is If I Die Before I Wake. And it's about a young man patterning after myself. I never went to West Point, but this young man does. He goes to West Point, and he becomes a superstar of nuclear satellite abilities, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his team of specialists are now deployed over to Syria and Iraq, and because they are building new underground missile sites, nuclear weapon sites. And this is all going on. Only this particular team have entered into their countries, and they're set up around the site far enough away where they can't be detected, and yet they know what's going on underground.
Mm-hmm.
His whole job and his team is to, and this is before the satellites went up in the air this year or last year. And it surprised the heck out of me. I just told myself, that's why are you holding this book back? Why haven't you gotten ahead of it? Because what he does, and again, I started this way back in 2020 as well. What he does is he's able to move the satellites that are up there and put them in a line and use them, link them together, and use them as a laser.
Uh-huh.
And he can explode anything within inches of what the target is. And that's what he does. And so he's blowing up these missile sites, but in the process, Russia takes note. And they know something's fishy going on. So that's where I am with that book.
So this is a sign for you as well to have your books move forward before anything else comes up, and you have already written about that.
Yeah, I've got another idea. I don't want to talk. No, but, it's fun. It's fun. And because of that book, this will be an interesting side note. I developed a new parachute, that can take these, I know a halo jumper. I don't know if you know the term halo jumper. They're jumpers that are high up in the air, 30,000, 40,000 feet, and they come out with oxygen, and they can float. Navigate 25, 30 miles, and they can get the planes, the C-40s can get close to a border, but still divert the border and go back, so there's no more detection. But the parachuters are already in the foreign country, and then they hike in the rest of the way. But the parachute is the whole tool: ammunition, water, first aid, everything they need is in zipped up in the pockets in the parachute, and the parachute even has wheels. They're zippered up. They're made of Kevlar, like we have our bulletproof vest.
Uh-huh.
So they're lightweight, very lightweight, lighter than a vest. And they just unzip them, pop them out, and then you use the cords you came down on the parachute and put them into a formation to where you are pulling all of this equipment behind you. It's not on your back anymore. You're pulling them over the rocks, over everything. Nothing can tear or be ripped, and you can't lose anything. And it also becomes a camouflage cover over any foxhole area or tunnel that you're making so you can do your work. And the last thing it becomes is a body bag if a soldier, loses his life. So it's a multi-purpose parachute. And I haven't even tried yet to go and sell it to the government because I haven't written a book yet. But that's going to come up. That's going to be a topic.
But that is actually a good thing, that because if you have all these things planned, and you have said that you've been in the military as well, so you probably would be able to bring your message forward to them as well, the concerned people.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe they don't. The military right now, the Army doesn't really like me that well because I'm forcing them to do something they didn't want to do, something they've had hidden for over 60 years. And that was an incident that took place. And I don't know. Did you ever see that movie that Steven Spielberg made with Tom Hanks called Bridge of Spies? You ever hear of that?
Yep, I have.
Okay. That happened in the same canal where I was. I was an MP boat commander in the Army on Wanzi Lake in the Teltow Canal, and the this canal connects between East and West Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an incident where two young people were killed on July of 65. For nothing, no reason, except they were target practice for the East Germans. And I was called out to go there, and I did. And the long story short, the two people were dead, and I was wounded, and my boat was shot up. And within 2 hours or 3 hours, there was a half of a battalion of East German military and half a battalion of American in a couple of tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Every single gun was pointed at me. I was the only one there besides the two dead people. And I just looked up to God. I was praying, and I even cried for him. I mean, I'm not ashamed of that. It was a sad, sad situation, and the blood everywhere. And I prayed. And then all of a sudden, you know, I noticed all the guns. I saw what was happening. I said, God, if this is my time, I'm ready. Take me. But I'm getting up. And I got up, and I walked into the checkpoint. And it took 4 to 6 days before all the troops disappeared, but it was a worldwide incident.
Mm-hmm.
But the Army came out and told the reporters, no, we weren't there. There were no Americans there.
Oh.
And that was a straight-out lie. But there was a reason for that, and I accept it. But after that, my book came out, all of a sudden, all of these hidden documents started coming out on Wikipedia. All this sacred documents. They couldn't help it. My book got out and got read in some areas, and people were talking about it in Germany. So it's called Truth Be Told. It's a small book, nonfiction. And so the Army, I don't think they're real happy with me explaining the truth, you know.
Yep. It's
but
understandable. You know how things go around, so yep. But you know that pen is always mightier than the sword. So when you can publish such books and you can share your point of view online as well, and you know that there will be readers across the board as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't worry about death. I mean, I've faced death 30 times, and I've been shot at, shot, knifed, cut, exploded. I've gone through, like I say, 30 incidents of near-death experience and death. I've died more than once, and I know where I'm going. My life. And when you're in fast lane, these things happen to you.
Absolutely.
And being in the military, I did search and rescue, and got involved with getting refugees out of East Berlin, and.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sheriff's department, you know, I was fighting cartels, and I was a special target with millions of dollars on my back. A target is a target, you know, reward. So, you know, I'm not worried.
When
I die, I die.
You're a warrior itself. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. When the time is written, you know that it's going to be there. But you indeed are a warrior.
Yeah, that doesn't scare me.
And I wish you all the very best with your health and also the way
Thank
that you're going forward with your projects. So at any point, just like I mentioned, that I will be walking you through further for the package that you signed up. But before that, I would just like to inform that we do offer all these services as well, be it book illustration, be it book publishing, be it marketing. So we have all of this covered as well. So at any point you would want any assistance moving forward with another book as well, I would be more than happy to help you with that as well.
Josh, wait a minute. You said illustrations, edit, and what?
Yep, we do cover illustrations as well. We do cover
cover
book marketing, a book cover as well. We do have illustration team as well. We do have our marketing team as well. So it's like all the services under one roof.
What do you do in the way of marketing?
Okay, so we do have like social media marketing as well. We do help with the website as well. We do have like all sort of marketing, social media, web designs, be it your own website. We've got that.
Okay, well, my website will be done. It's already done, almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's a WordPress website, and I got 15 pages coming with it because there's other things I want to do, things that pertain to me and my book maybe that I'm going to be selling along with, or I'll be giving a lot of stuff away too. But one thing I need desperately, this is my main goal once the website is finished, and that's social media.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are going to start, see, you know, I have all these accounts. So I got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I don't know, a couple of things.
Okay.
I didn't want to go to TikTok, but, you know, it doesn't bother me. I don't care if China knows anything about me. They might learn something.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I need the social media. I need to sell books. After all this time and all the books that I have, and they're all different genres, and the children's stories that I have that you're going to get, I need social media big time. What can I do through you to get social media going where you are? Hello? Are you there?
Yep. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. My finger hit a wrong button there. But whatever you can do for me in social media, I need.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to be having a meeting with my marketing team tomorrow, and I am going to update you on what we can do on your social media and what the package would be and how we can move forward with your social media marketing. All right?
All right, good, good. And I have my own publishing company, so I can print anything.
Oh, so sounds great. That sounds great. So, and regarding the social media marketing, just wanted to understand one more thing. Is it going to be about your other books that have been published already?
Yeah. All my other books that have been published are going up on my website, and everything's going to be for sale. Yes.
Okay. And have you published them on Amazon as well?
Yes. Amazon, they've been in Barnes & Noble, other bookstores, Amazon.
Oh,
but they've
awesome.
All been taken off.
Awesome. And just like you mentioned that you have your own printing and publishing platform.
Yes.
So you publish it through your own self, right?
Correct. Yeah, everything will be published under my own brand.
Oh, that sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. And okay, that is for sure. I will be having a word with my team, and I will be reaching out to you tomorrow as well to update you on what our package is and how we move forward with marketing. We do have different marketing options.
Okay.
So I'm going to have the same discuss with my team, and I'm going to have a word with you as well with whichever suits the best to you. I'm going to convey the same to you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Wonderful. That's wonderful, Josh.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
No worries
at
all.
Good talking with you.
Absolutely. Just need to work. One more thing that I wanted to discuss with you was, could you just tell me what would be the current status of the proof book that we're talking about right now? That are you midway there, and what are you expecting to move forward? Like, have you written the book completely? Are you halfway there? Do you want to ghostwrite the book? So just need a bit information on that as well.
No, I need it ghostwritten. It, what we're looking at on that one, what did I say? Hold on one second here. Poof. Poof has, right now, I'm only up to 72 pages.
Okay.
What I would like to end up with is about 2.25. 225 pages is what I need.
Perfect.
So I need another, you know, 150 pages of ghostwriting.
I gotcha. So what I'm going to do is let me walk you through how we're going to be moving forward. So I have sent you, we're going to be communicating with each other through a portal that is the Teamwork portal. So let me walk you through from there and how we're going to communicate forward. Can you just check your email once and I'll walk you through from there?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me get out of
you might have received an email from David for a sign up.
Let me get down to it. I got three different emails and takes me a while to navigate here a little bit.
I can just search David. David might have sent.
I have Carl.
You might have David as well.
Carl does. I don't see David.
Okay, just give me one second. Let me see. Okay. I see that it's sent from my end already. It might be in your junk or spam folder, or it would be from Creative Design Agency. Can you check if there's
okay.
any...
But you sent it to Rex Barton too, right?
Okay, let me reconfirm your email.
Oh, yep. There it is, David Park.
Yep, you got it. In
okay,
that particular
I got
email,
it.
You would be able to see an option which says to get started.
Okay, good. I will do that. Then I'll open it up and start reading.
Yep. So what you have to do is let me walk you through from here so that you don't get confused in the portal. So just click on, it's just going to take 2 minutes. Can you click on Get Started? It's going to reroute you to a browser to create a password.
Got it. Okay. Teamwork, da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
Rex Barton, create a password.
Yep, create a password.
I'm doing a new password.
Yep.
It's given me one. Do I just ignore it?
Yep, you have to create a new password by yourself. So just
okay.
enter a new password.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. I got to get rid of this one first.
Sure.
Well, it won't let me do it. Come on. Your password will be said, no, I want to eliminate that. Okay, here we go. Okay, I got it. Now I would like to receive news about Teamwork. Yes,
yep.
Products. Yes.
Yep.
Buying, signing up. Yes. Now it's only making me do it one time.
Yep.
Is it going to ask me twice?
That's it. So once you get on the set password, yep, it's going to reroute you to a portal. It's like you're signing somewhere. So are you forward? Do you see any option which says my project or messages like that in the portal?
No, let me, it says finish signing up. So I got to go one more click.
Yep, finish signing up.
Okay. Left edge, password, save your save browser, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, yes. Now I'm seeing quick add, home search, jump
messages.
To project.
Do you see
and,
a message option as well? Messages or inbox on the top in the same line?
No, because the line, I don't have enough screen. Hold on.
Does it
more,
say more?
It says more.
Yep. Click on more.
Yeah. Okay. Come on. Okay, more is all there. So I hit more.
Yep, click on more. And
it
does it
planning
then,
everything in calendar.
And nowhere does it say messages?
Not that I see, no.
Okay, let me check. There's
a bell with a 1 in it and a pink circle.
And can you read the options? What options do you have?
Yeah.
There, what options can you
first
see?
First one is home. Second one is search. Three is jump to. Fourth is project, and there's time, and then
can
more.
Can you click on project? Can you click on project?
Okay, now it says my name, Rex Barton, Gnome Books Company, and that's it.
Okay.
Project name. There's no name on there yet, so I'm going to put poof.
And do you see any option, inbox option now? over there?
No.
Okay, just give me one. Can I? Okay, in the search option, can you just search for your own name, Rex Barton?
Yeah, Rex Barton, okay.
Yep, and you'll be able to open
Welcome aboard.
Yep, and now on the top, do you see the option messages? It might have arrived now in messages or inbox.
No, my eye is not picking up on it. I'm sorry. If it's there, I don't see it.
Okay. Any option that indicates like inbox or message option, do you see any of such icon that might indicate that? Because usually it's right at the startup. Can you click on home again and try to see if the option appears?
Home. Okay. Oops, come on. No. No, all I see is my work. It says home, my work, and more. If I hold over more, it says my projects, activity, inbox, dashboard, and events.
Inbox, there it is. You need to click on inbox.
And there's one message.
Yep, it would be saying welcome on board. You just have to click on that.
I'm already Adam S. replied to a message. Hey folks, just note that we have enabled the forwarding enhancement, I guess, and the new Android release on Play Store. These are just ads or
that
something.
Would be the ad.
View, yep, my, view inbox.
Yep, click on view inbox. There you will be able to read my message.
Your inbox is a central hub for managing communications that are important to you and to preview, etc. I don't still see anything from you. Oh, Josh. Josh,
yep.
Added. Hold on. Welcome, Rex Barton. There we go. First one. I'm looking at it. Okay. Hello, Rex. Hope this email finds you well.
Awesome.
And warm. Welcome aboard. Okay.
Awesome. You got it. So this is how basically we're going to be communicating with you, and this is how you're going to be communicating with me, and I will be sharing the drafts over here. And just at the bottom of the page, do you see those two attachments that I've sent, the Google documents?
You just have to scroll. Between you and David, you mean?
Yep. Just scroll the message down on the same portal. The message that you're reading where it says, hello, hope this email finds you well.
Yes.
Yep, once you scroll down, you'll be able to see that the same message has two forms attached.
Huh.
Do you see those?
Come on. Hold on.
Two
I got
attachments.
Stuff covering everything up here. Hold on a minute.
Sure.
I'm going to have to shrink my print or something. I'm not getting what you're talking about. David P. added. Go to project. I don't think that's where you want me to be. There is no task.
Okay, nothing to worry about. Let's do one thing. What I can do from my end is tomorrow when I call you for discussing the marketing, I can have you invite over the Zoom, and there you can share your screen and we can walk through from there, if that would be easy for
That'd
you.
That'd be great. That would be wonderful. That's a lot easier for me because I'm talented in many, many directions, but the older I've gotten, the dumber I've gotten as far as computers.
That would not be the concern because, you know, everyone has different expertise, just like you have your expertise with the books. I'm just good with these tech stuff, so nothing to worry about. As long as I am here, I will help you out with each and every step. So let me know whatever would be the best time to call you tomorrow.
Oh, I got him. It says here, Rex Barton, on the very top, then it goes all the way over list, board, table, dashboard, finally comes to messages. I hit messages, and there's the two attachments.
Attachments, options. So you just have to download those two attachments, and you have to submit, fill that out, and send it back to me. So within that same message, you will be able to see an option which says add reply. Do you see that option as well?
To apply?
Yep, to add reply.
Add reply, download all. Oh, I see. I see it says download a zip file. Open the file.
Yep.
Did I just
Okay.
open it?
Yep. You can open that. That is perfectly fine. But below that, do you see an option which says add reply?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay. All right. No worries at all. Let me just have that taken care of. Tomorrow, I'll be calling you, and we can have a discussion over Zoom where I can guide you how we can proceed forward, and I'll give you a demo of this portal as well.
Great, great. That sounds
Awesome.
wonderful.
Awesome.
I
And
feel
you
good about this.
absolutely. And can you just let me know what would be a good time to call you tomorrow?
I usually am finished with my wife, although it changes from day to day. But I'm usually got her up and dressed and I have breakfast for her before 10 o'clock. But let's say 11 o'clock at the earliest.
Sure, 11 p.m. Pacific would be the correct time. A.M.
Yes.
Pacific. Awesome. I'll give you a call around like 11 a.m. Pacific tomorrow, right?
Perfect, perfect, Josh.
Perfect. Sounds great. And it was a pleasure speaking to you, Rex. And I hope to hear back from you tomorrow as well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Josh. I
Thank
appreciate
you.
your help in the walkthrough here. Okay, you have a good one.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.